We take too much time to prepare for wedding, but we don't take time to prepare for marriage. Many marriages today are collapsing because they don't prepare for marriage, they prepare for wedding. No, you should have something to do. You have something to support your husband. That will say you are helpmeet when you are going to get married. You must know the family you are married to.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you because you are God Almighty. We bless your holy name. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Go into your word. Father, give us understanding in Jesus' name. Speak to us in the name of Jesus. For the people here and those who are listening or watching to us all over the world, give them understanding and give us understanding in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Because I said today is Women's Day, we're supposed to celebrate our mommy, which we'll do before we finish. But our time is fast spent. For those who are watching us, I want to let us know that God instituted marriage, and in that marriage, we have mothers. Without God's institution, marriage is the oldest institution in the whole world. Marriage is an institution you enter into, and you don't graduate from it. The Bible says, until death do us apart. That's the marriage oath. This I give my body, I give my... So, marriage is the only institution in the whole world that you don't graduate from. You go to any school, any university, any polytechnic, any college of education, you are going to graduate. Like we have some graduates in our midst right now. So, but marriage is eternal until death do us apart. So we are looking at building a successful marriage. If time does not permit, we have to rush us to get something this morning because people out there building a successful marriage. And I want to tell us that I attended a wedding yesterday of our brother Bakari Abiodun and another brother Olumide Isaiah. He did his own in Abeokuta. So if two came from this church yesterday, that means we have so many weddings. We had so many weddings yesterday. And since the year began, we have done so many weddings. But what is the difference between wedding and wedding is a day affair. I want us to know that wedding is a day affair. That is, wedding is the ceremony of getting married. Wedding is the ceremony of getting married. As I said, I may not be able to do everything today, but last week I told us about godly ways to know your future partner. Now, having known your future partner, you are going to start preparing for wedding. So, wedding involves the ceremony that we put into wedding itself. That is, ceremony of... A wedding is a collective name used for all the ceremonies. And we use it... A wedding is a collective name used for... rituals that take place to give relationship. I don't know. I want people to disappoint me. Don't mind. We are going to sort it out. I said a wedding is a collective name used for all the ceremonies. We have engagement. We have introduction. And on the wedding day, it will end on the wedding day. Do you get my point? So when we talk of wedding, it involves introduction. It involves engagement, it involves the wedding day. So, in very plain, wedding is very small. Wedding is a small thing, but we take much time to prepare for wedding. We take too much time to prepare for wedding, but we don't take time to prepare for marriage. Many people, they want to get married, or they want to do wedding because they are craving for sex. Some ladies, they don't want to have sex. Wedding is more than sex. Some people, your parents will tell you, Oti Dagba, Oti Mokawale, you are grown up, you don't bring a lady, and you are under pressure from parents. They push you into wedding. But they don't know that wedding is not the in thing. Marriage is the in thing. So that I'm saying that this topic that says how to build a successful marriage. And many people will build a successful wedding, but not successful marriage. Many marriages today are collapsing because they don't prepare for marriage, they prepare for wedding. Ah, ojo wedding niye, wagba, batami, aso wedding, suit wedding, onje wedding, erumi ajegbe se, everything wedding, not marriage. So that's why I'm starting the introduction with that. And I may not be able to touch all the pillars because of time, but I want us to know that wedding involves all those preparations and the rituals of engagement, introduction, obedience. I want to tell you, marriage here, if the year is not taken, don't but with the marriage. You will find out that those people will not live with you in your marriage. I want to pay a fair amount of money. They won't be there with you. They won't leave that marriage with you. And I asked us last Sunday, how many people want their wedding, I mean their marriage, to be like that of their parents? But nobody raised up his or hand that I want my marriage to be like that of my parents. And I told them, some are even going to be worse than their parents because in the olden days, there was fear of God. Nowadays, people have lost their morality. There is nothing like fear of God. Our men today, they are punchers. They beat their wives. They want to use force. They rape women. They don't treat women like women. And women too, they don't know how to take care of children. I was in a place in Ijebu, over around me, and the woman wanted to sell water. How are you? Fine. A nursing mother. The baby was crying. And the mother was pressing phone. Is that a mother? And it's okay. And it's okay. Happy Mother's Day to that mother. A bit more and condition of where. Hello. Kobami. What do you want me? Phone. Okay, ready. Our mothers today, but you know, our cartoon called, see, Mama, oh, between two individuals. Marriage is a long relationship between two individuals. Enjoy this microphone, please. Marriage is a long-term relationship between two individuals. Please. God, a man and a woman. So, if you are having more than one wife, then we are not talking to you this morning. Already, you are not having a successful marriage. As a Christian, let me underline it. As a Christian, in the first marriage in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2:18, God was the one that brought the woman to Adam. The woman was created from the bone of Adam. So, while Adam was sleeping, God did operation on his rib and he brought out that bone. So, when he saw the woman, he said, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman. Adam knew immediately that this is my wife. Like I said, when you pray to God, when you see your wife, you will know. When you see your husband, you will know. You will not be afraid. There will be mutual trust, like I said. I'm going to touch it briefly too. So, we want to look at marriage. Marriage is the name of a lifelong institution. Write it down. Marriage is the name of a lifelong institution which starts after wedding. Marriage is the name of a lifelong institution which starts after the wedding. Wedding is a day affair or a few days affair. In the time of Jesus, Betrayal, I mean, that is engagement takes almost 1 year. They prepare. And the wedding itself takes a week. That's why in John 2, at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, visitors have been coming. Until Jesus came on the final day, people have been giving entertainments. They have been drinking wine. It takes a week during the time of Jesus to do wedding. And that's why when the bridegroom is going to come, the bridesmaids, they'll be waiting for him to come in the night. Because the wedding is going to end when the bridegroom comes in the night to come and take his wife home. But some bridesmaids, they were not ready in that Matthew, I'm going to touch there, and the bridegroom entered. And they locked the door against the five that didn't have their lamp ready. So it's a ritual, it's a process. But that's just wedding. Marriage is everlasting. And it starts after wedding. So those brothers that got married yesterday, Brother Jodo Bakare and Brother Olumide Isaiah, they have started married life today. Wedding ended yesterday. They will now start to know themselves. During the time of courtship, ladies and men, they hide their true identity. We only present our best parts. When we are doing courtship, you don't want your partner to know your defects. But it's better to let your partner know your shortcomings. Some ladies today, their wedding day makeup will make them to be extremely beautiful. Not knowing that God is not interested in the way you look. God is interested in the way your heart is. Beauty is on the inside. That's why in 1 Peter 3, 1 to 7, it talks about our beauty should not be about braiding and all those apparel. Like I said, today I may not go into the teaching because of time, but I want us to know all these important things. Most of our ladies today, let's go to 1 Peter 3, 1 to 7. Because of time, I just want to let us know the difference between marriage and wedding. And we continue this teaching next Sunday by the grace of God. I cannot touch more than two pillars, but I want to touch. Chapter 3, 1 to 7. Then likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also that without him. So, God wants us to obey the word, its word, and we be able to win our wives over. But God wants us to obey his word. Maybe they also may, without the word, be won by conversation of the wives. Wives or mothers, today is Mother's Day. And you tell Joko, you know, all these ladies, you are going to be mothers one day, if Jesus tarries. Those who are not married today, they will be mothers. But the question is, when you see those wicked mothers or wicked husbands, where do they hide their true identity when they were courting? That means, if I tell you to courtship here, you don't come out son if I go to the next one. If you do die, you don't have to come out. You don't have to come out. You don't on to the Ojoale wedding. If a woman used to snore, the husband cannot know until the wedding night. If a woman is dirty, the husband cannot know until wedding night. If a man is dirty, the wife cannot know until the wedding night. But today, we have so many married singles. The person that wants to marry you has slept with you several times. There's no big deal. What is there? That's marriage. That is married singles. If the man has known you, or the wife has known a man before that's your wedding day, then that is no longer only matrimony. It is just ritual. Just to fulfill all righteousness. So, but when we are talking about biblical wedding, Mary and Joseph, they did not know each other. At least sexually. They were in courtship. Courtship means that you have agreed to marry and you have started a journey. You are in the same ship, in the same court. You are now going together towards marriage. Towards wedding. Then wedding will come one day. Then after that wedding, marriage starts. You now start counting 1 year in marriage, 2 years in marriage. My wife, how many years in marriage are we now? 23 years, Abi. Lava Kelodin. At 22 years in marriage. Now, let me ask Mama, cameraman. Mama, how many years next one in marriage are you, Baba?
66.
66 years. Let's clap for Jesus. 66. Let him marry, Baba. Oluwa. Let's clap for Jesus again. And Baba. Show Tony.
What are you saying?
66 years. 31 in marriage. 30 marry. You imagine. And they are still alive. Ba? Baba is Mabo. Hey, Baba. Baba is 80. Mama not 80, Abi.
Baby.
Baba not 80 plus.
Yes, yes.
Kilometer 31 to throw that down. Wow, Lora, only Lokulo. Only Lora, only Lokulo. Let me throw that down.
I could see what I like. I could
see what I like. Yes, Mama told you. Mama told you.
Yes.
You know, I told you. Okay.
Baby.
I can't help with this. That is it. Everyone, 66 years in marriage. I want marriage to me. To back 10 years. What is Tuka? Okoloko. What about Tuka? Marriage of 10 years may not scatter, but they are not together in the spirit. Marriage today is like a bondage. Many people don't want to get married because of what they are saying. Men have turned their wives to punching bag. This is my wife of 23 years. My wife, have I beaten you before? Same on Henry. Same on 480 Henry. Go for me, Martin. Mama? Yes. See, Baba, no, Henry.
Namiri, yo.
Baba, no, Henry.
For Namiri.
Baba, waka, you look like.
Baba, waka.
Baba, hey, no, Henry.
Yeah, that's it. You're not a way of your car, anymore. Wait, it's all right, everybody.
Hey, Martin, put this. Mama mi lele mi mo yes that you marry baba baba ti lo sorun mama rege come mama rege odun me lo le ti marry baba bayi
1958
la se marry 1958 how many years ba ago ti wo 70 62 years 60 1958 mama right 58 ni 63 years. Mama told me, this is the mother that gave back to me. 63 years. If you have another 23 years in marriage. Baba ti lo bayi. E se baba na iri.
Aja ni o.
Baba wo 90 years. Mama told you baba. Baba wo 90 years. E pa Jesu. Now, kini mo lo mo ni pe mi o ni wa su mo se pe sile ati pe laye okunrin o nbe lowo obirin ati pe laye obirin o nbe lowo okunrin a mejeje lajo wa ninu marriage yi we took the oath together marriage together for you to live long it is in the hands of God number one and the hands of your spouse you can see me I'm 54 years by the grace of God and I'm still looking young. And my wife called. My wife is going to be 50 years in this August. She's going to be 50 years. When I married my wife, my neck was so thin. Oh, me tere. I want to marry me. You know what? Timati wa lo won ni kilo se bi se mo ru ni e ma worry mo ti marry very soon I will change and after a period of one say give me food I was now looking younger but at the stage kan iku mi tun be se to bi mo ni iku yi ma wole pada because I want to look smart and see my wife when you see her you think that awon kekere lo ti bi because She's my sweet sister. I will say Happy Mother's Day to our mommies. We are taking good care of our daddies. Mother's kitchen by me. In mobility, you are. I need to travel by. I will the pastor. I'll take kitchen. Where is my boy here? Where is our man of faith? People are lower. Everybody is lower. People are lower. Because, my honey, when are you going to come? But he missed any. When are you going to come? My boy, because he did for me. And when I get home, I have a special number. When I get home and I'm hungry, I'm coming from my office. What is my special number?
I am going to me for me, Kisha Majello.
Now, I want to speak my social number. Give me my key. Aya mi gbon jami fun mi kisi ma don jami lo. Is that my key? Aya mi gbon jami fun mi kisi ma don jami lo. Oti laji na, oti laji na. Asa di basi di lalo kisi ma don jami lo. La 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 la. La 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 or the food is not cooked, just let it enter my mouth and continue to eat my food. Before I sing it three times, my food is ready. They say, Daddy, come and eat. Your food is ready. My wife joke will be over. My wife fair. My wife joke will be over. Okay, my wife is sure. I think that, okay, my wife is sure. Are you my mama? Back on the city. Okay, my wife is sure. Back on the city. How about you, John?
Okay,
I'm a surefo. So what did
you back?
I'm going to stop at that First Peter chapter 3. I'm not preaching the message today. I'm using practical approach. Because every marriage, God will hold us accountable. If you make your husband to be hungry, eh, mama ja, opening me, for mama say, one je foko, aye phone in there, buruju, go bring my telephone in kitchen, go my telephone everywhere. Hello, me, by, I took the phone, scarf where, I took the demon, because he got to pass in there. She said, hello, me. Selfie, no mama ya. Selfie, papa koko ku selfie. Ebi de koko. I went to buy thing from somebody in Ijebu. Hello, how much is this thing? Look on the phone. You don't have any. Now you say worry. You see, when you are shouting, you'll be laughing alone, as if you are a mad person. Your emoji. I salute you. What is this emoji? Emoji don't come out, Jenny. You don't know variety of food. You don't know your husband's best food. You must know. What does the Bible say in that place? Let's go there and we'll finish. Because of time, 1 Peter chapter 3, let me read from my NIV. I want to read from here. Wives, in the same way, submit to your husband so that if any of them do not believe the word, that is, some people are married to unbelievers. You may be listening to me or watching me anywhere in the world. You are the one that God has sent to change your husband. And let me tell you one thing. Many people are going to hell today because of marriage. That's why Apostle Paul said, it's better not to marry than for you, so that for you to be burning. If you are having the desire of sex, and because of that you are going to marriage, it's a mistake. Don't let sex drive you to marriage. Don't let emotion
drive you to marriage. Ah, it's not that I have had sex. I want to be having sex. Look, when I wanted to get married, a pastor told me, say, Pastor, okay, I swear now. That's what the pastor said. Pastor David, only pastor, I see the pastor, my brother, Benga, Oko Yawo, 1998, and I'm going to be at your wedding, October 28th. Ah, I'm a very bono, 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 no thought it's good. But it's not because of food, it's not because of sex, it's because of love. Ife, I set on. Ife, it's Jesus, Ife, I find energy. Sorry, oh, lady, Mr. Perfect. Oh, lady, Miss Perfect. You can't see the perfect husband. You can't see the perfect wife. A pastor said, Allah woku, ta woku nile babare. Ati Allah woku obiri, ta woku nile yare. On wa gbera won, on wa nwora won. On ni gbeyawo. Allah woku, ati Allah woku, won ma wora won. Won ti wora won yen, won ma jora won si. Won ma jora won si. Won do ma rin jade, won do ma sere. So many marriages today, they cannot communicate. Hello me, or hello ma mba soro, ki ba yawo soro. Some people, they go to joints, they go to parties, they will be so lively in the midst of their mates. Even some ladies, egbe joda, amo benika, ashonoma arasha. They will just be giving money to buy this, minimum to buy that, but one, about come on plan. O come out, say, wala, bobo, muwa, 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 you know, are you kalo kalo? Gbogbo bukata obirin mi no ma gbe lori okunrin. No. You should have something to do. You should have something to support your husband. Bible say you are helpmate. Eh gbọdọ pe oko okunrin is okay. Mo so fun wa money awon kan wa, money enikan. I have a friend. Oni ko ma ti fe lo ile, aya won ma ja. Tori pe kini, iyawo e ma gba leti. The wife will slap him. So he will now go to a joint to be taking drinks and taking pepper soup. By 11 p.m., he will not be going home. Because why? He knows that at home, he doesn't know what he's going to meet that day. And the lady was not like that before. She wasn't like that. Something happened and led to the other. Obinrin naa wa gbona on ti ta wa pada gbadura fun won. Kilo de ti obinrin fi ri bele. Ase ni idile oko. Ni idile won, obinrin ma gba okunrin leti ni. Lori pe oruko ton je oruko ifalo anbe ma je mu inu ifa yen o wonu marriage yen born again sister ti o se better tele o be tin gba ko ileti yen ni pe ninu irayawo spiritual controls the physical. When you are going to get married, you must know the family you are marrying to. What is the stronghold in that family? Kini ogun idile bi ton lo yen, and you pray against that stronghold so that it won't happen in your marriage. So I'm saying this because wives, Bible says we should be submissive to our husband. But when you are not submissive, look at it, something is behind it. A spirit is behind it. It's either you are proud, or you are neglectful, or you are not prayerful, or you are not reading the word of God, or there's a family stronghold. So my wife told me that anybody that you marry her must be her spiritual cover. Àwọn ọkọ ní adé orí obìnrin. Àwọn ọkọ, a bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbogbo wa. A máa wò wọ́n bí mírọ̀ nínú tó ṣe yìí, ó yẹ kó lọ change ẹ̀. Nínú yẹn ti ṣá, go and change it. A dẹ̀ lọ change ẹ̀. Torí nǹkan tó kọ fẹ́ nìyẹn. Aṣọ tó wọ̀ yìí lọ change ẹ̀. Àwa ni mírọ̀ ara wa. Èmi náà lè fẹ́ jáde nígbà míì, ìyàwó mi lè fàbí jáde pé rárá. Nǹkan tó wọ̀ yóò bójú mu, táì yóò bára mu, màá tún padà lọ change ẹ̀. Because we are both looking at each other, angora wa. Somebody say, see how we say, abiye ekun, inu abiye But if you marry, don't take him away. Oh, like it. See, inu abiye akun, ima kun komarun. So, at the time to marry, but if he shave, inu abiye, I have to shave. And if I eat beans, my wife, she doesn't like mouth odor. So, I went to wash my mouth. Well, at most, nobody pay any money. Opening me, no, or let me. Would you lay for panty? Yes. Some ladies, they will not be clean.
You must be clean. Okunrin like obinrin to ba clean. Abi be ko yi baba. Eh? Yes, am baba ni be ni. Obinrin gbọdọ clean within and without. You must be clean. Obinrin gbọdọ ma make sure pe abiya e na o ni run labiya to run. Gbogbo bi to ko shave, shave them accordingly. And don't have much odor. So ba je alubosa. Alubosa kan fura e ma run. If you eat onion, onion you to smell. You need to brush your mouth again so that you will not disturb the peace of that person. So all these things, they are important in marriage. And everybody must have the fear of God. So in conclusion, because of time, I will continue with the four pillars of successful marriage in my next broadcast. There are four pillars, but because our time is spent, I'm just trying to differentiate between wedding and marriage today. So I'm going to, everybody open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3. And somebody can read Proverbs 31:10 for me first. Proverbs 31:10. And you can go and read it at home because today is Women's Day. Proverbs 31:10. Go and read Proverbs 31 at home, everybody. But go by Obirin. Hello, Proverbs 31:10. Go by Obirin. I'm giving you that assignment. That is the precious woman in the Bible. Obirin Rere. Proverbs ori kokole ni ogbon be le ti ma ri obinrin rere en ba lo ko obinrin ni awa ta ma nko ni sesi obinrin rere ni awa an toju oko wa an se ke oko wa oko wa we pe ti o to lo toju mi ja yawo to fe bi kokpe to ni an toju oko wa oko ma we pe iro lo npa o toju mi o mo ra won yawo mi to ba ti ri pastor dadi wa o ti kunle won le kunle kokko won ai mo ra won kan lesa ai baba lagbaja o tu ti tere ni iba to ba ti fe ni sex pelu ni wa ma renin ni didire ai me ra gba olaye loni ai mo ti stand by ti ni be mo ti stand by awon ma renin pe ti lo sele ijanisa iyawo atoko ijani but oko yan ba ni suru oko yan ni se pe iyawo e gbona bi sokona ara e gbona yan ni pe alara bi gbona lo fe. The wife can talk till tomorrow. We always be abusing the husband, but the husband knows what the Bible says in that 1 Peter 3, 1 to 7. But let us read. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Obinrin like goats. Women, they love to wear chains and gold. Expensive. I know a woman in Lagos that she said she has expensive necklace of 150,000, 500,000. When she gave her life to Christ, she wants to sell them. They are pricing it for 5,000. Our necklace. Don't be afraid. Oh no, come on, look here, man. Oh no, I've got one. Oh, why did that? Don't be afraid. Necklace and chain, earring. But only you bring it, only oh, red duty. I want. I saw a lot. Olorun ma wo inu ni beauty obirin inu lo wa awon okunrin lo ma n se mistake beauty ara la ma wo men they used to make mistake they will look at a beautiful woman on the outside you don't know the spirit inside that woman you don't know the spirit inside that man a woman in Lagos got married to a cultist not knowing the cultist you know he was like a born again Christian coming to church, but a cultist. Now, when they got married, she eventually knew that this person is a cultist and covenanted that this woman will die in July. And if you don't have to open your head, open your July. Open your exercise, but the woman took ill and she was now leaner. They brought her to our Bible college then in 2002 to pray for her. She said the husband has a judge, adajo, who are no cuckoo. Oh, there's a Yahoo and Koku. My dear Motor Jani, Yahweh and Kofisile. Yahoo, their mom. Once we are married for some years, Kotoma. The man did that spiritual aspect of him, Kofimama. Because, Olowo Niyoko, money cannot solve your problem in marriage. Sex cannot solve that problem in marriage. What can solve the problem is for you to find a virtuous woman. And a man that has the fear of God. When the woman was being prayed for, she was saying, Lord, if you can deliver me, I won't make that mistake again. because we were praying for her. She was dying. Nobody's in bed. But a lady was praying for her in Port Harcourt and was now calling her. Lagbaja, come back in the name of Jesus. Come back in the name of Jesus. Because that was the day she was supposed to die. She was going to die in the realm of the spirit. And that lady was praying for her. And she saw the smoke of prayer. That means there's a smoke of prayer. That is intercession. Intercession. And she was coming back like this. Come back like this until she woke up. Now she didn't die. She now said, please pray for me so that I will not. And every court, she take the husband to. No, no judge want to attend to the case. We go to be a judge. We go find divorce. Okoye, our judge only a one who is a case. So the Okoye kuku. Our judge only a judge. Okuku. So kole kuro ni no marriage ye. Sugar Olorun gba. Nigba to kaye for Jesus. So I'm saying this so that we can know. Money cannot buy a woman, and money cannot buy a man. So, and let us now conclude in 1 Peter 3. Then we can use our life to share our spouse. Verse 3. Okay, verse 2 is talking about inner beauty. When they see the purity and reverence of your life. So, women, today we are doing Women's Day. Said, let people see the purity and reverence of your lives. Let your life change others. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment. And that's what people call beauty today. Makeup, attachment, all those things. We're not condemning those who are doing it, but we are saying the truth. That our beauty should not come from those physical things. Our beauty should come from the inner man. That is what the Lord says. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold. Jewelry, Bible said that. And we buy two by two, we gold. Continue happy. And fine clothes. Instead, verse 4, instead, it should be that of your inner self. So God is looking at our inner beauty. Every man, I pray, God will open your eyes to see the inner beauty in the life of your wife to be in Jesus' name. And every potential wife here, mother, God will open your eyes to see your true husband in Jesus' name. So instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfeigned beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Gentle. Obinibodo jeni to ntule, neto farada. Wari awon ara ile oko e wa ku omo ra. Ara ile ti e wa ku omo ra. Awon obinrin mi o le ku ara ile oko omo ra. Ile ti won nikan ni. It must not be like that. So, Maria, want to offer obirin, but God to offer obirin. That man is very rich. Yahweh, be a greenie. The wife was so beautiful. But Yahweh, no power. Oh, no, Raya killer. Oh, no power. Oh, no power. True life story. But God only go. Yahweh, oh, no power. Of course, we have to go. Yahweh, they're going to be good. The baby, you know? I'm going to let me go. There are things. Their wives kill them. Mama, I want to say, Mama, I want to go to the baby. I want to go to the baby. But one, Loria, yeah. Twins. Very handsome. And they were very rich. But they didn't have a good wife. I pray for every man under my voice. You will not marry another man's bone in Jesus' name. Every woman, too. You will not marry another man's bone in Jesus' name. God make you to be connected with your real wife. So, and the Bible says that for this is the way the only women of the past who put their hope in God. So put your hope in God as a lady. Used to make themselves beautiful. Make yourself beautiful on the inside. They were submissive to their own husband, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called her master. You are our daughters. If you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Many ladies today, they go quickly to marry because of fear. Money, nobody to marry me. Let me quickly go and marry. No, don't rush into marriage. If you rush into marriage, you will rush out. So take your time, pray, wait on the Lord, and get it right. And in conclusion, husband, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives. Obinrin le mo kiyan so pe abi 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 ab
tori pe to bi ba gbe se de igba mi o le mu lego na pe mama wonder pe igba to bi o ti marry ibo lo fi wa yen si awon obirin to rerin bayi iwa kan wa lara obirin to ba ri pe o fe si to a change oju pe ni eyin obirin abeko abeko to ba ri pe eni to fe o si to you kilo ma se
a change
wa change o mi pe obirin o fe re je abeko obirin o fe re je sugbon eyin na e gboro re okunrin je won re je won gbowo lowo e obirin na like owo to ba lowo lowo oko yawo kilo sele obirin ma re fi to ba lowo lowo obirin to ba ni bere olorun ko ni ba fowo dapo ni bere olorun e jo ti owo yen dapo abeko mama
won ni opo lo tan ma nlo ko obirin
ba gba wa ni ko ya mi lowo yen ba fe pada ebi no ba se a ni ya bi ya ori a ba ya ori a nda pada sugbo a ba nda pada ni bi to da ọkùnrin ni ya mi lowo yen ma nda pada won ni nda pada sugbo obirin na mo bi to ti nda pada awon mo obirin ni PhD in money making. They know the chemistry of money. And you must be ready. So, men, I want to finish because of time. Men must be considerate of their wives and be sympathetic, and live with them and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Saying this because a pastor told me in Lagos, for 7 years, he wanted to do a business and the wife did not agree with him. Odumeje, kodemo, ya obi ofe business yi, ya wey zope, oh, shibon ko zope motigba. O wan try to go best there, business yi obosi. But wan dodu keje olon zope, ya wey yen, oh, carry along. O fe dashe, si oke o baba e shiche yen, kodi she she. Our pastor, ti ya obi o baba me shiche yen, kodi she she. So ba tele mi ko leko ko o fe tele mi wa se sa oke kini mo fe se obirin a deja ti wole so obirin lo ma build there iwo okunrin you man and woman that are living apart what you mean go back to your wife go back to your husband if you don't live together Satan will come in a successful marriage husband and wife must stay together in prayer in the word of God and physical contact oh God of the sex deny your way. Both of you, thank you, Lord Igboni. You must be alive to your responsibility. Wife too must be alive to our responsibility, except when you are fasting. That's when God says you may not have sex, because it is a mutual consent. That because of fasting, let us hold on. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We can boom because of time. So, 1 Corinthians 7, 8 to 9 say, it is better to be married than to be born. Person cannot contain. Let them marry. What should one do in this case? Yes, somebody asked a question that it's better to marry so that you don't burn. As I said, if you are a man, you want to marry, you must get a job. Pastor comes to say, you want to marry? You say you have, you can sex. Woman is not sex machine. Are you sex machine? Eh? Because only sex that I will marry. Ebi mata shege. I have people that because of sex, they went to marriage. They are hungry in that marriage. The man will be sexing to have sex with the wife on empty stomach. I'm telling you a real life story. But I have to send money to the lady. Say, okay, for you to be able to enjoy your husband. Say, daddy, they will teach you like now. After the lady, I took him on there. I'm going to suck him. Or that, no one journey. But one journey. Oh, my lady, be standing. Come on, why? Because the man is a sex machine. Anytime he comes home, Sex. The wife will say, I'm tired. Sex is not food. You'll be tired, but I won't call anyone. So, if you want to follow 1 Corinthians 7, 8 to 9, that because you don't want to burn, you want to go and marry. Go and marry if you have the money. So, but no one, oh, let's go, Because you must be the head. Obinrin ko ma ran e lowo ni iwo okunrin lo wa nko lo obinrin ma fun mi sha to ba pe wa lose respect e obinrin a so pe ah ah seyin na o le dale ndadi wa e lo sise. You must work. So if you know you are ready for marriage, have basic thing, accommodation. Number one, okunrin gbọdọ ni accommodation. O lo ko fe marry sinu yara kan, baba re pe yara kan, iwo na o tun fe bere ni yara kan, ki lo de won fi se ni during sex. Better go and bond than for you to have pains in marriage. You must have minimum self-contained. Minimum self-contained. Minimum 2-bedroom flat. But take dagbara tebere ni one room. E mo pe ni eni ran. The man has vision. But ko so bi ni to be ki o bere ni one room. Àwọn náà wàá ní nǹkan tó dáa. Àbí bàbá àti ìyá ẹgbẹ́ wọn rú. Àwọn náà ẹgbẹ́ wọn rú. Do you want to say? Will you follow that man? Ó sọ pé jọ, mo ní vision, kò lack accommodation. Will you marry him? Okay, sister, I want a sister. Come. Ó máa ń gentle dáadáa. Sister Temi is gentle, ó máa ń rẹ́rìn ni. Come. Sister Temi Lolúwa. She's always smiling, beautiful. Graduates. Now, if a man say he wants to marry you and he doesn't have money, he doesn't have accommodation, will you say yes?
I'm not doing.
And she said, only choir, Sister Anna and Brother Tayo, come at this. I'm my job in the community. Emma. Wọ́n ti marry báyìí, but wọ́n marry mẹ́bẹ̀ ìlọ wọn pé ṣé Bọ́lá Táyọ̀ ṣé kò gbé ṣiṣẹ́ pé òun fẹ́ nílé. Àwọn new couples, these are new couples in our midst. Their marriage is about 3 years and we thank God for their lives. They are doing well to the glory of God. When you wanted to marry your husband, did he make any move to get accommodation?
Yes, he did. 2-bedroom flat.
If he said one room, this is here, what will you do? You as a man, do you have a vision? You have a vision. Yes. So what was the vision you had when you wanted to marry her?
My vision I have is when I want to marry her, the minimum of 2-bedroom flat.
So that is why. Don't say, I want to marry because I'm born. Go and born now. I go now. Is that the reason why you got married?
No.
So if we call purpose in marriage, marriage is to fulfill God's purpose in that marriage. It's not because of sex.
To say something concerning that. Immediately we got married, even after a month, sex will be smelling at you. Oh my ron senior. But yeah, oh my senior gossip. So oh my for many concerns, yeah. Satanima buru. So if that you see married, oh my senior sikisikisi. But then must near sex is it on. Oma koni satani oni wa sodo eyan mo eni ti o ti marry odo re lo tun ma ma lo koni wa sodo en to ti ni access si mo so ko si kankan be satani ni
come this my lady she's my daughter when she enter in 2014 so we are trouser looking sisi Eko now see what the husband said ipe it's not about sex is it true
yes sir
o ma sun yan abi ki sun yan gba mi
o ma sun yan dada
kilo de tara o le duro what is burning there you have to subject your body to you have to mortify your flesh bible say put your body under subjection yi ara ile kan mo tara o ba duro gbo mi iwo okunrin yen o ti lowo lowo o ni se o no fe sense o obirin ni o le jade ojo kan na ro pe okunrin olori buruku jade so the Lord bless you in Jesus name. On this note, we want to finish and I want to pray for you. Let's all stand up. We are going to continue this next Sunday. Next Sunday, we are going to teach on 4 pillars. 4 pillars to build a successful marriage. Opo meri to belero. Opo meri lo belero. Opo kinini. Yara to wayen. 4 corners loni. Four corners of marriage. Four pillars of marriage. Four pillars to build a successful marriage. By the grace of God, next week Sunday, shall we pray? I want you to tell God, Father, give me a successful marriage. I don't want a successful wedding. So many people, they spend millions on weddings. Weddings, more than 40 million on the wedding. One day, 40 million. And the wedding does not last. The marriage does not last. Wedding is just for people to see you, to spend money. You go back home and start building your home. I want you to tell God, Father, give me a successful marriage, not a successful wedding. Not that we have a successful wedding. That is a small thing. But thank God, I need a successful marriage more than successful wedding. Give me successful marriage. Your wedding will be successful, but you want your marriage also to be successful. To be more successful. Pray to God. I want my wedding to be successful, but my marriage to be more successful. Only marriage is honorable in all. Only the bed undefiled. That is Hebrews 4:13. Hebrews 4:13 says, marriage is honorable in all. The bed undefiled. For you to have a successful marriage, you must make your bed not to be defiled. Oh, what is the key? Ashoyori. 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 Ashoyori